Rav Gavriel Knopfler, Rosh Yeshiva Shav Torah.
More tells us in Shabbos, Achamei Ve'esrim, when comes to Eilu Ma'emes, so there's a list of questions, a list of shailas, which are put to a person. And Gemara bases the Seder of the Shailas on the Posuk, which we say Motzei Shabbos, V'hoyo emunah sitecho, choysin yeshuos, chochmas odas. So Gemara lists the Shailas. First question is, Nososo v'nosato be'emuna, how did you conduct your business deals? Kovato itim latoira. And one of the questions is Tzipiso li Yeshua, whether a person was mitzapa. Nusach Svard in the Shmoneh Esrei say umitzapim tomid li Yeshua, umitzapim tomid li Yeshua. Some of the Nusach Svard people are on that madrega that they can make that declaration umitzapim tomid li Yeshua. As Ashkenazisha, we don't have that in our Nusach. Ob it's a Shaila. It's a Shaila which is asked, Tzipiso li Yeshua, were you waiting for the Yeshua? You know, we see, many people see, the list of Animamins, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Yodua Diga Animamin, Animamin Bevias HaMoshiach, the Afal Pishi Yismameya, Im kol ze achakeloi b'chol yoim shiyovoi. So there's a yudu adiga yusoid, a yudu adiga vort from the Briskarov. I heard it from a good friend of mine, Shenibodel Chaim, is not around anymore, and he was present in Bnei Brak when the Briskarov married off his youngest son, and they praved the Shabbos Sheva Brochus in Bnei Brak, and he was there. And it came speaking about the inyan of Tzipiso li Yeshua. And the Briskarov said, it would seem from this animamin that there's a whole shtikel Torah here. First of all, there's an introduction, animamin bevias HaMoshiach. And then, kilu, we're posing a kasha, the afal pishis mameya, even though he's not around yet, he's mameya, he's schlepping, he's late, or more accurately, procrastinating. That's my terence. The Briskarov said, Be'emers, there are other animamins which are in the list, where one could also ask a kasha and a terence. For instance, Ani mamin be'emuna shleimo, Shaburi is Borah Shemui, Goimil Toiv, Lashoimre Mitzvoisov, Umamish Loivre Mitzvoisov. He pays char reward for the Mekaimea Mitzvahs, Unchas Visholem Faket. So, Briskarov, let's ask the Kasha which the Gemara asked, which Moshe Rabbeinu already posed. We see B'Metzias, Tzadik V'Raloi, and Rosh over Toivloi. So, you could have said, V'Afapi, that this goes against that klal. Nevertheless, I still believe. Or echveis other similar animamins. So to Briskarov, there's no shtiklach Torah here. Kashas with terutzim. So to Briskarov, asoi, in Rambam it says in Hilchas Melochim that this yesoid of emuna bevias hamashiach be'etzim contains two parts to it. Loshu from Rambam. Umi she'enoi mechake, umi she'enoi mamin bevi'osoi, doesn't believe that he'll come. Umi she'enoi mechake lebi'osoi tomit, hareza koifa b'toyas Moshe. That means of the Rambam, it's not only enough if one believes with a conviction, yes, Moshiach will come. but there's an additional part to it, mechakel biosi tomit. Exactly how one says, mitzapim kol yoim, mitzapim yeshua, standing, waiting with an excitement, maybe impatiently, when will he come? When will Mashiach come? Not enough just to believe that he's coming. No. And even somebody who believes, and maybe firmly believes, but yet, he's ain't a mechakel biyosei tomit, is there's something missing in this yesod of ani mamim. So the Biskarov, and that's be'etzem the nusach. It's not a kash and a teretz. It's just confirming both areas, both parts. Number one, ani mamim beviyas ha-moshiach. Ani mamim be'emuno shleimo beviyas ha-moshiach. Part one. And the second part is that I'm also fulfilling the second chilek. I'm awaiting him eagerly. I'm awaiting him excitedly. I'm waiting. That's the ikar of ani mamin. And when the question is put to every yid, tzipiso liyeshua, obviously this is what it's referring to. Tzipiso liyeshua, not only the ani mamin, Beviyas HaMoshiach. No, have you actually been Mekayim, the Mechakel LeBiosei Tomit? At the time, my Chava told me this, at the time, there were Choshev Yidin sitting there, and they started asking Kashas to the Biskarov. No, state in the Gemara, there's certain days, Arvi Shabbosis, Arvi Yom Tovim, Eli Yoanovi doesn't come, etc. The Biskarov gesagt, Ein Lolu Elo, Dvorov Hakdoishim Shel Rambam. Rambam says Mechakel LeBiyosei Tomit. These kashas Eliyahu HaNovi Vetchim Feinfrun. There's no two ways about it. This is be'etzem a chiyuv on every yid the whole year round. It's kal v'chomer when we're on for this man of the year, this tkufas hashono, the Yemei Amtzorim, and as we approach Tisha B'Av with the feeling, state in the Novi, of Akotzer, Kolokayitz, Va'anachnu Loino Yishonu, obviously this feeling has got to come, needs a bit of chizuk, and it's got to come to the forefront of our hergeshim, of our sentiments. Rachim al Tzion, ki hi beis chayenu. Beis Hamikdash is referred to beis chayenu, the house which gives us chayim, beis chayenu, or as we say also in Tfilah, in the Musaf of Shabbos Rishchodesh, v'nutal kovoid mi beis chayenu, beis chayenu. Where does that come from? That beis Hamikdash is beis chayenu. Shteite Medrash, the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Migdal David, Kemigdal David Tzavorech, Bonu Letalpiyos, Kemigdal David Tzavorech, Migdal David refers to Beis Hamikdash, Tzavorech is the neck, the throat of a person. So shteite in Chazal, Ma Tzavor Hazeh, like a neck is taken away chas v'sholom from a person. He can't live. It's a dover poshet. As nital mimenu chayim. The same way Migdal David is compared to that. That if the Beis Hamikdash is chorev, is chas v'sholom nital chayim misoyne yisol. Nital chayim. And the emes is, if one thinks carefully, the neck has got be'etzem, the windpipe, the corner, and the reshet. One pipe which allows air, oxygen, avir to come into the body, and the other one is where the food goes through. So one of the pipes that pumps into the body of the person, his nutrition, his food, that chelek, the chelek of the guf. And then there's a chilek of the windpipe, which brings in the air, the ruchnius, the avir. Identically the same way, Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash served as a source of chayim to Klal Yisrael in both departments. In the Chelek HaGashmias, the Gemara tells us in Soter that Mishachora Beis Hamikdash, so bottle was, but the tal, the certain level of tal, the dew which they had, was taken away. Nital tam peiros, the geshmak, the masikus, which was in peiros, was taken away. The Gemara tells us that be'emes mipnei ma'ein chamei tveria b'Yerushalayim, mipnei ma'ein peiros ginoisa b'Yerushalayim. What's the shaila? Why should it be in Yerushalayim? The teretz is because wherever it eventually lands up in the Bria, but it gets its source of chiyus from the Beis Hamikdash. So it has to go past. It has to go past Peiros Ginoisa, Chamei Tveria, have to go past the Beis Hamikdash. So, Frank Digamor, why didn't it stay in Yerushalayim? Thus, else the Gashmi is the Gebrocha, which comes from Beis Hamikdash. Und Kolschkin, the Chele Karuchnias. Chele Karuchnias. Tfille, Mishachora Beis Hamikdash. Is kol hashorim ninalu, because tefillah is v'hoshem es avoydo lidvei yisol ve'ishe yisol u'sfilosom. So mokim tefillah, toira, mishachora beis hamikdash. We say doch yirotzim u'fanecho sheibona beis hamikdash meri yomenu v'sin chelkenu b'seirosecho, means that when beis hamikdash is chorav, we're missing out on a certain level of toira. Yerushalayim. Gemara tells us in Vava Basra that in the time of Beis Hamikdash they used to set up all the Talmud Torahs, the Chadorim was set up in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, why? Because the atmosphere around the Beis Hamikdash, the whole ruach around the Beis Hamikdash was a ruach which was generated, which koyanim b'avodosom. And the whole level of Yerushalayim was mashpia on the little children. That's where they sat up. All that is nechrav gavon. So the emes is as from a chulv beis hamikdash. It's talking like Chazal say, like the Medrash says, is be'etzim the source of chayim has been taken away from every yid. So what be'emes keeps every yid be'etzim alive after chulv beis hamikdash? Steht in Chazal, and Chassam Sofer says a Moira di Gezach, steht in Chazal, so is Oshi ve Libi, is the Pasuk in Echo, Alkein Oichi Leloi, Alkein Oichi Leloi means, I'm yearning, I'm hoping, I'm waiting desperately for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Zogt Chassam Sofer, if Chas V'Sholem, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, then Klal Yisrael would stop yearning for Beis Hamikdash, would stop chalishing for the rebuilding of the next Beis Hamikdash, Yibona b'mheiri omeinu. Then Enochanama. Then they've lost their whole connection, and they've lost their schus of be'emes being able to remain alive. It's this tikva, it's this Oichiloi, Alkein Oichiloi, which still keeps every yid connected to what the Beis Hamikdash could give, and that's what gives him the credit of staying alive. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that the Talmidim of Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked him at the time of the Gzeira of Homon. At the time of the Gzeira, Mipnei Man is Chayvu Yisrael Be'Oisoy Doi Kloyo. Why was the Gzeira of Lahashmid and Harig Labed? Why was it Shaykh to Itzi such a Gzeira? Mipnei Shenehenu Misudas Achashverish. They took part in Sudas Achashverish. Fred Chazam Sefer, taking part in Sudas Achashverish. Maybe it's Macholas Asuras, maybe it's Yai Nesach, Ober Nischaivu Kloyo, that they should deserve to be killed Meichatesa. That's the severity of the aver of Nishtat and Nehenu Misudas Achashverish. So the Chazam Soif Amir Digazach. Kesheves HaMelech HaChashverosh, the Gemara says, Kesheves HaMelech HaChashverosh, what's Kesheves? Nisiyash Vodatoi. What was the Nisiyash Vodatoi? He saw that his predecessors made wrong calculations as far as how long Klal Yisrael will still be in Golus. Unzogt HaChashverosh said, Ano Chashivno V'loi Toino. I'm going to make a perfect calculation, and until it comes to the end of the time that Klal Yisrael should have been in Golus, I'm going to wait. If I see then that they won't be redeemed and they won't come back, I know that that's it. And he made what he considered the perfect cheshbonos, and he waited and waited. Hashtevadai loy mifrika. They'll not be redeemed anymore. So he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when he made the big party. So the Chasam Sofer, all the Yidden that took part in that Suda of Achashverosh, took part, is a pshat, they went along with the Nigun of Achashverosh as finished. Hash to Lo Mifrika. They accepted Achashverosh's calculation, everything. Hash to Vaday Lemifrika. You go along, Hash to Vaday Lemifrika. In other words, you're Meyayish, that there's not going to be another Beis HaMikdash. They lost their schus to remain alive. Is Malaya, that's how the Gzeira came of Tloyo. Thus is the level of how far Sipio Le Beis HaMikdash is demanded from us. Let's move over to a drop of a halacha. Beistoch, Tisha B'Av, one says Nachim. The makir of saying this Birchas Nachim is a Yerushalmi which the Rishonim bring. Says Nachim. Where does one say Nachim? In the Brocha of Yerushalayim, Yilcho Berachmim Toshuv. That's when one says Nachim. Yeah. What happens if one forgot? One forgot to say Nachim in Yerushalayim Yilcho. So the big machlokes, the Mogen Avraham brings B'Shem Avudram, that one should say it after you finish Moedim, before the Al Kulam Yisborach, the Birchus Hoidor, that's where one should add the Nachim. Similar to where one says Al Anisim, Chanukah and Purim, the Birchus Hoidor. And that's how Mogen Avraham brings from Avudram. And all the poiskim, the Taz, they quote other Rishonim. Where does Nachim come into Birchas Hoidor? They quote a Loshon of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says like this, when you mention something, Al Ho'ovar, something that you acknowledge that you've received from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the place is Hoidor, because Hoidor is Al Ho'ovar. But when the Nusach of what you're saying is referring to Lahabo, it's a Bakosha, it's a request, Lahabo, the place isn't in Birchas Moedim. At the best, it's either in Ritzei, where you say the Yalevi Yovei, or as Lechatchila in the Broch of Yerushalayim Ericho. So the Taz and they Takafirois, the Mishabura also says that if you forgot, you have to say it in Ritzei before Moedim. Yeah. So what's Takah the Pshat in the Avudram? Yeah. So it's an interesting shayla here. The Ramah, after the Mechaber says B'Tisha B'Av Omrim, B'Boinei Yerushalayim Nachim, so the Ramah says V'Haminuk Poshut She'ein Omrim Nachim Rak B'Tfilas Mincha Shel Tisha B'Av. Nachim only say V'Mincha, which seems that mitzad the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say clearly when. Just B'Tisha B'Av Omrim Nachim could have meant by all the Shmoyne Esrus. And the Rosh Taka deals with that in the Masech Tanis. And the Rosh Taka says he doesn't understand why Me'ikah Adin, you don't say by all the Shmoyne Esrus Nachim. You should say it, Mariv, Shachris, Amincha, you should say by there. And then he brings that there were minhogim where they said it by all the Shmoneh Esrei, between the Goinim, Reb Sadia Gaon and all under the Goinim. But the Ramah just says the Haminik ein oyim minachin rak b'tfilas mincha, which gather he brings b'shem the Avudram, that you only say it by mincha, yeah. Lefi l'loshen she'oz hitzisu b'migdosh eish v'lochein mispalelim al anechoma. And then the Ramah carries on straight after that, and he says, "Misha ochal b'Tisha B'Av." Somebody had to eat on Tisha B'Av. Zechayu had to eat Tisha B'Av. Is yoyim nachim bebechas hamozen? He should say nachim bebechas hamozen. The Grav is interesting that this halacha is applicable to Yom Kippur as well. Let's say somebody is zechayu rachmona litzan, he has to eat Yom Kippur. So there, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Taka says that if somebody has to eat Yom Kippur, so he has to say Yalav Yomer Yibichas Hamozim. Has to say Yalav Yomer Yibichas Hamozim. The Mechaber himself said that. Here in Tisha B'Av, doesn't mention it at all. He just mentions Nachim by davening, but not Yibichas Hamozim. It's just the Ramah that adds to that. So I think that here there's a Yisoidis Diga Shaila. This bracha of Nachim, Be'etzem, what is it supposed to? What is it supposed to signify? What is it supposed to indicate? On the one hand, we've got a klal, which the Gemara brings in Shabbos, that on all special days, so there's an inyan, lehazkir me'en hama'ura, to mention in davening, me'en hama'ura, Rish Chodesh, Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, Shabbos, we mentioned Shabbos, okay, Shabbos, especially tefillah for Shabboses, but Mamela likewise in the Brichas Amos and Ritzei, Rish Chodesh is Yale V'Yovoi, etc., etc. Purim, Chanukah is Alanisim, we mentioned, yeah. So, what's Nachim? You could say that Nachim also belongs to that list. It's a day, Korolai Moed, it's a day, like all these special days. So you have to mention Me'en Hamura. It's the Tisha B'Av Ziyale V'Yovoi. The Tisha B'Av Ziyale V'Yovoi is Nachim. And Ochaname, then it's quite understandable why it should be mentioned by every Shmoneh Esrei. But, alternatively, stated the Gemara, that on these days when you mention something in Shmoneh Esrei, it's only Yomim Sheyesh Bahem Musaf that you have to mention it in Birchas Hamozen as well. But Yomim She'ein Bahem Musaf and the Me'en Hama'ura is mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei, in Birchas Hamozen you don't have to mention it. So the Mechaba obviously took on that the Inyan of Nachim is equivalent of a Yale V'Yovei. It's the Tisha B'Av Yale V'Yovei, and therefore you only mention it in Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah. The Ramah understood from the Avudram. That's the connection of the two things. So the Ramah, the Haminig HaPoshut, that we don't say it by every Shmoneh Esrei. We only say Nachim by Mincha. Why do we only say it by Mincha? So the Ramah, because Birchas Nachim isn't Stam Yale V'Yovoi. Birchas Nachim is a special Bakosha. To be Menachim Avele Tziyoi V'Yerushalayim. And why was the moment to say that bracha chosen, the time of Mincha? Lefisha oz heitzisu b'migdosh eish. That's lefnoi le'eis erev nichnasu, and that's when they set the base of Migdosh alive. So that's the time of mispalelim oz al nechoma. That's when you're going to... It's nothing to do with the Yale V'Yovoi. It's a special nechoma diga bakosha. So the Ramah, oy bazoi babenching as well. When you say Uvnei Yerushalayim, you should mention also this if you eat on Tisha B'Av. But the Shulchan Mechaber himself didn't speak about benching, because according to him it's a Yale V'Yovoi Diga Halocha. Yale V'Yovoi Halocha. Yeah. Parsha says this week, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and he was speaking about the Chet of the Meraglim. Going through quite in detail the whole Avera of the Meraglim, and then in the middle Moshe Rabbeinu throws in Gam bi his anaf Hashem biglalchem leimoir Gam ato loisov yishomo, that you better show him let out kilo his anger on me as well. Gam ato loisov yishomo, you also won't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Rambam and all the Mefarshim ask, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going into Eretz Yisrael. The Chayr has nothing to do with the Chet of the Meraglim. The Meraglim had the Gzeira. Moshe Rabbeinu had his own problem. The Meimarimu, Yad Lo Hemanta Bil Hagdishenu. That's why I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. But what's it got to do with the Aveira of the Meraglim? Yeah. So the Rechaim. A wonderful pshat. A dova nifle moit. So the Rechaim. We've got a chazal. Mizmoy Leosof. Elohim bo goyim benachlosecho. Timo es heichal kotshecho. Somo es Yerushalayim le'im. The capital Ein Tess. When Medrash asks, is that a cause for Mizmoyer? That a cause to sing? Mizmoyer Leosof? Kino Leosof miboyele. It would be more appropriate to call it a kinnis, but not a Mizmoyer. Why do we begin Mizmoyer when we're speaking about Chubno of Yerushalayim? Steht in Chazal Amoyer die Gesach. Mizmoyer al sheshofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamosoi be'etzim va'avonim. Rachmon el Islam, it was a matzav of a charein af from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If it reached such a stage of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam, let's call it in our language, had an outlet where to be shofach charein apoy, the etzim va'avonim of the Beis HaMikdash, and not Chas v'Sholom on Klal Yisrael, that itself is a cause for Mizmoyer. Because that means that Klal Yisrael's kiyum is still guaranteed. Klal Yisrael will still be Nizkayim, and there's a tikva in Mir Tashem that there'll be an Alabes HaMikdosh. But if Chas v'Sholom Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have had this outlet of Shofach Chamose Be'etzim Avonim, Chas v'Sholom, then it would have had to be on Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gezogt hazoi. Steht in Chazal, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael and he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, that would never be Nechrav. As if he steht in Chazal, the Chalokim of the Mishkan, which Moshe Rabbeinu himself set up, was Nignezu, but they were never Nechrav. Atzei Shittim Oimdim Le'olam, the Atzei Shittim of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Kedusha would have been that had he gone into Eretz Yisrael and built Beis HaMikdash, it would never have been destroyed. Moshe Rabbeinu gesagt, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Gzeira at the time of the Meraglim, that Vayivku Ha'om Balaylo Ahu, and at that time it was established that there'll be years and years later a time when Klal Yisrael will reach Rachmon el Itzan Amatzah, that they deserve the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, then Rachmon el Itzan in that Gzeira would have been that Chas v'Sholem, no Klal Yisrael. Therefore, today that Gzeira should have a place, that it should be possible to be Shofach Harein Apoy Al Eitzim Va'avodim, so at the same time, simultaneously, was already a gzera, Moshe Rabbeinu won't go into Eretz Yisrael. Kedei that Ribbono Shel Olam should have that, what we call an outlet, to be Shofach Harein Apoy. That Mizmoyer had to be created already at the time of the gzera of the Chet of Meraglim. Nozokt, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oy Bazoi, Gambi, His Anaf Hashem, Biglalchem Leimoyer. Because of you, because of the Gzeira, and because of the Atzmichum Beis HaMikdash, so at the same time as the Gzeira on me, Gam Atol Lo Yisov Yishomo, you also can't come into Eretz Yisrael. As the Rechaim, a Nifle Di Gezach. So where does the Chet of the Meimarivo come into it? The fact that he didn't speak to the Sela, Yam Lo Yehem Antim Lekarim, which is it's chazed over a few times in the Torah, and that's the reason. So the Rechaim. Had Moshe Rabbeinu utilized that moment, had he made use of that opportunity to bring out that level of Kiddush Hashem, which the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, that level in Echus of Kved Shemayim that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted by the Al Yudei the Vedibartim El Asela, so that Kved Shemayim would have elevated Klal Yisrael to Azam Matzav, that it would have rectified, it would have been Mesaken, the Avera of the Meraglim, and there wouldn't have been a Churban Beis HaMikdash. But Yan Lehem Antemvi, you didn't make use of the opportunity, so they were left with the Gzeira of the Meraglim. They were left with the Gzeira of the Meraglim, Oy Bazoi, Gambi Yisanaf Hashem, we needed an opportunity of Shofach, Chamose Al Eitzim Va'avonim. So let's go back to the halacha. Zog the Avud Rab. If Birchas Nachim is be'emes a bracha, not me'en haba'ura. Birchas Nachim is a bracha which taka we mevakish from the Ribbono Shel Olam to be menachim avei letzion v'Yerushalayim. And what do we base the bracha on? Like it says in the Nusach, Ki ato Hashem bo'esh hitzato. You are Ribbono Shel Olam who burnt the Beis Hamikdash bo'esh uva'esh ato osed livnoiso. And Ribbono Shel Olam himself promised Shalem Yishalem Hamavi Yisabera, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma. Ribbono Shel Olam undertook, I was the Mavir Abeiro, and I undertake to repay. Bo'esh ato osed livnoiso. Yeah. Zog Avud Ram, in the Bo'esh ato hitzato, there's already a mizmoir. In Bo'esh ato hitzato, there's a cause for a mizmoir to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that instead of being Shoifech Haroin Apoi, Chas V'Sholem in Klal Yisrael, he was Shoifech Chamosoi, Bo'etzim V'Avonim, Bo'esh Ato Yitzato, you burnt the Beis Hamikdash. We know that there's still a big tikva for Klal Yisrael. We know that Klal Yisrael is going to remain weiter and Memelo, there's room to request and to be mispalel Nachem Hashem Avei Letzion V'Yerushalayim. If you forgot to say the Nachem in V'Yerushalayim Ircho, Zog Avud Ram, where do you say it? In Birchas Hoidor. You say it in Birchas Hoidor because Faket, the whole Koyach to be able to request a further Nachem, Vitamin Sabindosh, is based on this Hoidor, on the Mizmoil also, that Shofach Haroin Apoy Be'etzim Vavonim. So the place is Takim Birchas Hoidor. That's what gives us the credit. Be'emes ki ato Hashem bo'esh hitzato uve'esh ato osed livnoiso. If one thinks about this nusach alone, it's a chadova neuro. What's the pshat? Meida, fire destroys. We don't build with fire. But ish, ato osed livnoiso. How can you build something with fire? Fire then. So, fashteitzach, obviously, that ki ato Hashem bo ish yitzato. Fakir, that's the gzeira shover, that we understand and we appreciate that it wasn't just a normal derech hateva di gefeir. It was ato Hashem bo ish yitzato, was the rotsen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, the same way as Yoytze Oyer Uvoyer Choyshech Oyse Sholem Uvoyer Yisakoyel, the same way as the Ribbono Shel Olam can decide that fire chas v'sholem can be machrif, but the Ribbono Shel Olam, one can build with fire as well. Rashi Taka tells us in Sukkah Toisets, third Beis Hamikdash Mir Tashem will Nizgale, will come Bonui U'Meshuchlol from Shemaim. That's how it will come. Obis Yodua K'doish Elyon Rebel Choma Vassaman Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha. So Yodua as Ez Nera Gavon Al Kiddush Hashem, together with his Talmidim, the Bnei HaYeshiva, and it brought down Barucho and the Hagdoma of Kovetz Horus, Edus of one of the Talmidim, who listened and he heard how Rabbi Elchanan was speaking to the Talmidim. Agad Sadrosha Moiradik composed like he always was. But the end of Shtei Dorten was, he said to them, Belishun Sofik, if we've been selected to be Mechapa on Klal Yisrael through us being burnt Al Kiddush Hashem, Zokta, Belishun Sofik, we korbonus, and Each one of us have to know that in Korbonos, a Machsheves Pigul, Chas V'Sholem, creates a psul in the Korban. So number one, we've all got to do tshuva. Number two, we shouldn't have Chas V'Sholem any posel Machsheves. We've been selected, we've got the schus of being the Korbonos, to be Mechapa on Klal Yisrael. And then he added, Ato Hashem, bo eish hitzarto, uve eish ato osit livnoiso. He said to them, which fire is going to be used to build the next Beis Hamikdash? So to this fire, bo eish hitzarto, the fire that's consuming our gufim, the fire that's burning our gufim, that's the fire that's going to be used. But eish ato osid livnoiso, without fire. Echmein, the matzav today is a matzav that I don't think there's the shortage of fire which Ribbono Shel Olam needs to be mekayim this. But eish ato osid livnoiso. So they wish to help him with this chus of tzipiso liyeshua, with this chus that we understand that we've got to be a metzapel lebiyose tomid, and dafkin azar zeit mahalzig stark, and one has the 100% bitochen that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be mekayim it, we should be zeichet bekorov taka to being a Beis Hamikdash.